twice. The University of Illinois has gone east to find its new police chief. Barbara O'Connor will move from Massachusetts to take over as the Urbana campus's director of public safety, pending approval next month from the U of I Board of Trustees. O'Connor has been in law enforcement for 27 years and has led the University of Massachusetts Police Department in Amherst since 2001. She says she'll take her time to get to know the department and the community before making key decisions.
I'm not one to come in and say, I've got this, this, and this, and let's go, we're going to get there. I think, you need to sort of feel your way through the process and establish those relationships. People have to work for someone they know, trust, and respect.
O'Connor, who also has a law degree, would replace now-retired U of I Police Chief O.J. Clark, who left last year. She'll officially take over for Interim Chief Jeff Christensen on New Year's Day. The Army contractor that recently finished destroying the deadly nerve agent stored at the Newport Chemical Depot will hold a public celebration this weekend marking the milestone. Saturday's event at South Vermilion High School in Clinton, Indiana, will include speeches by officials with the Army Chemical Materials Agency and Army contractor Mason and Hanger Corporation. Workers began destroying the depot's VX nerve agent stockpile in 2005. They eliminated the last batch this past August. The project's waste was shipped to a commercial chemical plant in Port Arthur, Texas, for incineration. The Newport Depot in western Indiana was the nation's only production facility for VX, a chemical weapon so deadly only a tiny droplet can kill a human. The VX destruction was mandated under an international treaty. A Danville city official says new automated garbage trucks could take some getting used to, but all involved are already reaping the benefits. The trucks use mechanical arms to empty new receptacles, requiring one employee to operate. Public Works Operations Manager Bob Scott says they free up staff for other work, cut down on worker injuries, and that the residents like the quieter trucks, which operate in idle speed during pickups. The only change is for residents who started using the city's new containers in August of last year. The new trucks require all trash to be in the receptacle, or residents could face a fine. Scott says Danville did its homework visiting cities like Bloomington that quickly introduced the containers just before new trucks started operating.
They said that if they had it to do over again, they would place the toters out first and work on the issues of what we have been working on since last August, getting people on board with calling in with extra items and stuff. And they felt that would greatly reduce any issues when the machines are actually out running.
Scott says the requirement of placing all trash in one container is encouraging residents to recycle. Vermilion County has a collection center, and he says Danville hopes to set up a number of drop-off sites within the next year. A federal mediator has been called in to help in negotiations between union members and a cooperative that supplies teachers and services for children with disabilities in eastern Illinois. The Eastern Illinois Area for Special Education employs about 300 people to serve 29 school districts in 8 counties from Douglas County down to Effingham. But contract talks have been going on since June without any resolution. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Top of the hour temperatures. We're at 57 degrees at Willard Airport, at Danville, Mattoon-Charleston, Decatur, Bloomington-Normal, and Pontiac, and temperatures are starting to come down already. We're down to 55 degrees on Friends Plaza. What's not coming down? Wind speeds. We have wind gusts that have been around 25 miles per hour, and at times wind gusts up to 30, and that's a wind that's out of the east. That's not usually a warming wind, and that's the case again today. But the big storm system that we're waiting on, it is off the jet stream, so it's really not moving too quickly, and it is pulling enough cold air into its core that they are seeing some snow right now across central Nebraska and through eastern South Dakota. And, well, a little bit more believable is the snow that's falling in the Rockies in a little bit west of the main center of that storm system. Well, as I said, that storm system is on its way. It has slowed down. We look for the rain to really start to kick in across western Illinois as early as tomorrow. And by tomorrow night, the periods of rain will move into east central Illinois. and then stick around into the weekend. For tonight in Champaign-Urbana, a partly cloudy sky. The winds will be out of the east at 12 to 24 miles per hour, the low 39 degrees. Mostly sunny early tomorrow, becoming cloudy, windy with a high of around 60. Then periods of rain for tomorrow night, Friday, showers Friday night, and more occasional showers on Saturday. The low for tomorrow night, 45. The high on Friday and Saturday, both 53 degrees. And again, Friday night's low will be around 44. Currently 56 degrees on Friends Plaza, 57 at Willard Airport at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It was another disappointing day on Wall Street as the Dow fell 514 points. In a few minutes, we'll hear from our co-host, Robert Siegel, who's in New York this week, reporting on the economic downturn. Today, he spoke with the former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, William Donaldson, about how a lack of regulation helped create the downturn. But first, good news for some consumers.
Oil prices have been falling for weeks now after hitting